and more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit EnergyForMissouriJobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job. Paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
Are you ready to update your flooring? Well, don't miss the Lowe's Floor event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and get free Stainmaster carpet installation with the purchase of any Stainmaster carpet and pad. Or check out tile and laminate flooring for only 68 cents per square foot. For these and more great values, check out the Lowe's Floor event now through October 31st. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 10/31. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
At Brunswick Zone XL in St. Peter's, get a free $10 game card with meals in Striker's Bar and Grill, Sunday through Friday. More at BrunswickZone.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
And now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
So just help me out here, because you know I'm kind of a sports moron. Are the Cardinals still in it?
No, they're 0-5. They're 0-5.
No,
they're not,
man,
playing,
they were looking so
not
good.
Not playing that well. Sam Bradford's hurting. What?
No, that's no, the Rams. No, you're talking about the Rams.
Oh.
That's the Rams. But you know what? No. That sounds like if I had a sports show, that's what it would sound like.
They're 0-5.
Somebody would call and go, Frank, what do you think about the Cardinals? I'd go, well, you know, Bradford's got to be frustrated.
Spagnuolo, he's...
You think Bradford's cute?
I saw him on a commercial the other night. He was looking over a fence. I don't know what he was doing.
He's...
I don't think
he's...
He
kind of cute.
I could see in maybe like a...
You know why he's cute? Because his wallet got real big.
Kind of pink,
a country bumpkin kind of way, because I think he was a country guy. Wasn't he Oklahoma, right?
I can see that.
He's got that aw shucks kind of look.
Yeah.
But I don't think Sam Bradford. And by the way, I'm not trying to be mean here. I'm just telling you. I don't think most women find, take away the checking account. Okay, take away the money. Let's pull that away and take him off the field.
Take away.
And he's working
his ball handling skills.
He's working on a construction crew.
I think he'd be even cuter, all dirty. And
listen to this.
Yeah, that's a.
Well, you know what, Tina?
Story.
Now that I know what you like, I'm gonna go roll around in the dirt. I'm not kidding. I'm gonna come in here all. I'm gonna look like Mike Rowe on Dirtiest Jobs.
I don't think we have to, because chicks think that we're hot no matter what.
Well, you always hear that. I mean, you always hear that from women. They go, "Oh, when a guy's all sweaty and dirty, that's when he's a mother."
And then you
and
try.
Then you try to touch him, and then they go, "Hey, get off me! You're all sweaty."
Exactly. Scruffy. I like that.
You said dirty.
Well, yeah, you know, like he just got done working.
But Sam Bradford is not scruffy.
That's grimy and sweaty.
He's the opposite. He's a clean
cut. No, but I could see him being scruffy.
Oh, I can't. I don't think Sam Bradford would look right all scruffy. He's a squeaky clean.
Baby face. He's only, what, 24?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he does. He could be my friend.
He's very nice. Look, I mean, he's a clean cut, decent looking guy. But I don't think that most women look at Sam Bradford the way they would look at
Tom Brady.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think the guy from Mizzou last year was cute, too, the quarterback.
Oh, Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah.
Well, the one before, Chase Daniel.
Yeah.
He was a good-looking guy.
He was Blaine Gabbert had long blonde hair.
But you have to understand, women, their vision changes when the size of the wallet changes.
Right.
And when the career... What? It absolutely is true. Of course it's true.
Not everyone.
Look, the ugliest guy in the world... If he's a rock star, and the rock world has plenty of ugly people, look at the chicks that fall all over themselves.
I saw a picture, okay, I don't remember where it was, but it shows this guy, and he's kind of goofy looking, and he's standing next to a goofy looking gal leaning against a car, okay? And the picture right next to it is the same goofy guy, and he's got a guitar, and right next to him is a real hot chick.
Well, that says it all.
He has a guitar.
Says it all. You, you're the perfect example. You used to have this thing for Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
And then you
said,
it
was his music and
lyrics.
I
still remember your comment. It was great. I see. Oh, my good Bruce Springsteen. I said, well, then what happened? She said, then I heard him speak.
Yeah, he's not nearly as eloquent.
He can't carry on a conversation.
No, he writes well, though.
But women don't care about that. They like the celebrity status. And I include sports in that because it's celebrity. If you're an athlete, you're a star. Or movies or music or whatever. You pull all that away and put that same guy behind the counter at Dairy Queen. Are you kidding me? He
never
asked for your number, you'd give him a fake number.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wouldn't even notice it. And that's really true. You wouldn't even notice it.
Hockey players have the hottest women.
I've heard that.
Yes, they do.
And let's at least make equal the chicks that follow NASCAR.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's interesting is the NASCAR babes and the babes in the country music videos. And the ones that sometimes get backstage at country music concerts, they're not necessarily representative of who's in the audience or who's in the stands at the race. All those people don't look like smoking hot models. I'm telling you, they look like regular people. But Bradford, watch the next time they run, if they run it, when Charter runs that commercial where that guy, that goofy...
I don't think it'll ever run again. It hardly ever runs at all.
Yeah, that goofy guy on a bicycle pulls up next to Bradford. I want you to watch for one thing. When that knucklehead on the bike says, Sam Bradford, he doesn't say the B in Bradford at all. Well, Sam Bradford. No B. Watch it. I've replayed it and replayed it. The guy can't even say Bradford. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon where, as you can tell, we know everything. And we make all the right calls, and we can size up and evaluate everything perfectly, and we are right. Do we have any Burke segment today? What's so funny?
Nothing, that we're right. And you're right about that.
Well, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I know. Don't just, you know. You'll never figure it out.
I'm giddy because I'm going to the game tonight. It's
well,
going to be
let's see
so
how giddy
fun.
You are when you're in the hospital with pneumonia.
Yeah,
let's see how giddy you are when you're taking antibiotics after that wind hit you and that little bit of wet rain. Any Burke segment material?
You should hear Dan sing Mustang Sally. We had practice last night.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Here goes the band.
Now it's creeping on there.
Oh, boy.
He's like, I don't know which voice to use because first he sings, all you want to do is ride a Mustang. And then he does, all you want to do. I'm like, do the higher one.
I got an idea. Why don't you sing it?
Yeah,
that sounded pretty good to me.
We're
letting him sing for
it. That was me.
And it started off as, oh, I picked up my bass guitar. And now all of a sudden, he's a singer.
He has multiple songs now.
The bass guitar thing, which for a while was plenty, is not good enough.
What do you got, Johnny Cash? You do how many Johnny Cash songs?
Three.
We do three now, yeah.
And you sing all of them, and then you're singing Keep Your Hands to Yourself Now by George Satellite,
yeah.
And now Mustang Sally?
Yeah.
Pretty soon, anybody else that sings is threatened and has runs the risk of being thrown out of the band.
Tina, I'd be worried. What, they might
somebody
not
somebody comes to join
anymore.
The band, Dan goes, do you sing? And they go, well, yeah, you're out. I'm the singer.
Believe me, Tina has nothing to worry about.
Well, you can't replace a female singer with a male singer, but another guy who sings, you're going to edge him out.
But I sing guy songs.
Do you?
A couple, where I have to sing about a girl.
She sings some Led Zeppelin.
So you still sing about a girl in the song?
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Oh. If you're singing about a girl, it sounds like lesbian Zeppelin.
Yep.
Well, and here's our great idea. If the Cardinals keep doing well, we have like a gig on the 29th. We're changing like the word girl in a lot of songs to squirrel, you know, like rally squirrel. I wish I had the rally squirrel instead
that's
of
that's good. That's
girl
clever.
And brown eyed squirrel.
That's good. Okay. Was that your idea?
No.
Oh. Whose idea was it?
I think that was Larry's idea.
All right, way to go, Larry. Anything else with Burke segment?
Yeah. Nothing.
Slow, rainy, cold, gray day.
I got to try the. I guess all this is. I got to try the. You know how the Microsoft Xbox has that the Kinect now with the cameras. Have you seen the commercials for that thing?
I remember. It's like Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's like a little stand with like it has two or three cameras now. Where it's kind of like the Wii. You know, the Wii had that bar where it picks up the Wiimote and you know how
the
you
Wiimote?
Move.
The Wiimote? Really? Yeah. That's what it's called?
It's called a Wiimote. Yeah.
Give me my Wiimote.
Oh my goodness. I have to stop here. I just got a text. I don't know who's
telling all to be quiet.
No, I got a text from a friend.
A personal call while
No, it's a text. It's a friend of mine. And Bob, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. He's texting me and he says that the guy is saying Sam Ramford.
Ramford?
As in the Rams. No, he's not, Bob. He's saying Sam Ramford. He can't talk. The guy's got a goofy mustache and a speech impediment or something. He can't talk because the rest of what he says is all jumbled, too. But Bob here says, no, he's
I'm
saying
have to bring
Sam Ramford.
Let me see if I can. Now I need proof.
Yeah. It's not Sam Ramford.
You can
Ramford.
Find a commercial online?
Sure.
I think so.
Wow. Yeah.
So thank you, Bob, for the text. Always good to hear from you, but as usual, you're wrong.
So anyway, this...
Anyway...
This Kinect for the Xbox, it's pretty interesting because you don't use a remote anymore. It's just your body movements. Have you seen that?
Yes.
And so I got to try it.
I saw the dancing one.
Oh man, it's pretty wild how this thing works. It's like a little tripod with a black bar and it has three cameras in it. And so it senses all your movement, and the thing even tilts up and down to follow your left and right. You can control like. And you can use it for movies, too. Everything can be hand controls and voice controls where you, like, hold your hand over. You can swipe and move stuff and through your library. So, yeah.
What is this called?
It's Kinect. It's Kinect for the Xbox 360.
I have a 360.
Yeah.
No, I have a PlayStation 3.
Like surfing and dancing and
The game that they had there, it was one where you just – it was different – challenges where you move this little figure around, and the figure moves exactly how you do. It's pretty wild, but it was exercise. I'm not used to. I usually play video games.
Exercise from that.
I usually play video games and sit on my butt. So I
can't wait to get a hold of that thing.
Yeah.
This technology today, it's crazy.
Well, they're saying this. The Kinect could be a portal for them to release
go into another dimension.
Sexual games now because it's.
What?
It's totally. Well, there are people hacking into this.
Of course, it went there.
hacking into this thing there to, because it's just following your body movement. So one day, it's coming soon.
But how are you going to.
Well, that's the part they're going to have to.
But what do you think we are, Steve Jobs? We can't look in the future.
Perfect.
Wow.
He can't either anymore. Anything else with Burke segment?
How about those animals getting out?
Hey, let's talk about this for a second. Here's a guy. He lets 50 wild animals out and then kills himself.
Yeah.
Now,
what do you do if you go out to get in your car and there's a lion or something standing there? I mean, really?
Cops had to shoot them all.
They played some of the 911 calls. And the one lady called, she says, yes, I'm wherever she was. She said, there is a lion in the road, like a real lion. I mean, she was very calm. All the callers that I heard were calm. And the one guy that really just kind of got under my skin was the one they kept replaying where he says, there's a jaguar. It's not jaguar. It looks like a jaguar. First of all, I don't think most people would know if they saw a cat. If it was a bobcat, a jaguar,
puma,
mountain lion, puma, whatever.
Is a jaguar black?
Panther is black.
Okay.
But
which
ones
as well.
Are the same? A cougar is the same
as a mountain lion.
As a mountain lion.
I believe a jaguar is the same as a panther.
What about a cheetah?
Cheetah has the spots. That's pretty much that's pretty easy to identify. Okay. But I think a panther and a jaguar are the same.
What you said jaguar. You did it.
Jaguar.
Yeah, that's better. Now, as of an hour ago, there were two that were still on the loose.
That's
one,
it?
Yeah, one I wouldn't be too concerned
a
about.
Snow
a monkey.
And a wolf.
And a wolf.
They
the
said,
wolf, he could have a problem.
Right, because, some people have wolves in their area anyway.
Yeah, but no, they don't.
Oh,
no,
sure.
Not around here. Where is this, Ohio?
Ohio.
I don't think.
Coyotes.
Coyotes are close to a wolf,
but they're not wolves. We don't have wolves.
Aren't they kind of similar, though?
Well, a dog is kind of similar. People have dogs.
But I mean, coyote and wolves are both wild.
Coyotes are smaller, yes. I think, aren't they, than wolves?
Yes.
Wolves are bigger.
Yeah, they are. Wolves are bigger. Yeah. You don't want to get into it.
That was poor animal. Well, I mean, the guy probably was a...
Why do they have to kill him? Why couldn't
did they
just
say, did he
life?
Leave a note or something? He'd say, like, hey, I'm going to kill myself.
No.
And by the way, I'm going to let these animals loose so I can eat all of you. They can eat you and kill you.
No. But they had to. I mean, they tried. I don't think they said it was a huge animal, 300 pounds something, and they shot it with a tranquilizer dart, and the thing just got mad and started running away. So they had to shoot it with a real bullet, you know, right. Because and it was getting close to sundown, and they couldn't have lions.
So they had to kill all.
I guarantee you, some kind of PETA person is mad.
Sure. You know, a lot of people are upset. A lot of people are asking why couldn't they do this? Why? But
panthers and leopards are the same.
Panthers and leopards.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't want it shot until the next morning they find out that it ate somebody's kid.
Oh, right, yeah.
Then why didn't you shoot it?
Yeah. But there were giraffes, and I would assume they could corral a giraffe.
Wait a minute, a giraffe got out?
Yes,
are
he
you
had
serious?
Giraffes and everything. He had, yeah, bears.
Well, that's got to be the
Is
easiest
a giraffe
one to
a
find.
Is a giraffe a mean animal?
See,
they
I don't
say,
know.
No, they say they are mean. The giraffes are very mean. They can kill you. Those they got that deal where they raise up and hit you with those hooves and stuff. And
the article I saw, it said there were only two left, and it didn't say they killed all 48 other ones. It just said they were either
captured or killed.
Yeah,
yeah. But a giraffe, that's got to be the first one they spot. Hey, there he is up there.
It's got
a sticking above everybody's house.
It's got a big neck to lasso it. That's for sure.
Well, that has to be the easy one. All right, we're going to take our very first break here. And when you find that thing, we come back, we'll play that Sam Redford. You're just not saying the
beat. Oh, I think I hear it. I got it right here.
Well, play it. Now you tell me.
All right, let's hear it.
All right.
Whew! Sam Redford! I just signed a deal like you!
I heard the B in there. Bradford!
I heard Bramp.
I didn't hear the B play the end.
All right.
Close your eyes.
Whew! Sam Bradford! I just signed a deal like you!
Yeah. It was not a hard B.
No, it was more like a...
Sam Bradford. I don't know. Whatever. It's still stupid.
Yes, that's the bottom line.
It really, it's stupid. We have to take a break and do some business. But he's not saying Ramford.
No.
No, I don't
think. Who was that? Are you going to out your friend?
Bob.
Bob.
That's all you're going to say?
Well, I would say his last name, but then I'm actually sort of in a roundabout way advertising for the business that he no longer runs.
Oh, I think, okay, I think.
Yeah. You know how I am about that.
Right.
I'm in it for the money.
Right.
So, but Bob, I can understand now that I've heard it again how you might think that, but it's a unanimous vote. It's not saying Ramford.
And how old is Bob? Could it be age-related maybe that how he hears Ramford instead of...
It could be. Well, you know what? It could be because he's in, I think, his 80s.
Yeah, he is. Oh. I know
in
what
his
Bob
late
is.
80s.
Oh, okay.
And his hearing...
I think I've met that Bob before.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
What I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, 80s.
He looks good. Let me say
I would have never guessed 80s.
No, he looks good. He looks very good. We have Mr. Londoff on the
yes,
phone?
Yes, we do.
Let's check in with John Londoff. John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Frank?
Well, I am great, too. Even on a lousy day, I'm in a really good mood because of something that happened yesterday that kind of worked out okay, and I'll get into it later on the air, but how's everybody else in here?
Good, John.
We're all good.
Doing well?
We're all doing really well.
You know what I wish? I wish that there was like a webcam and I could look at you guys.
You know what I wish? I wish I may. I wish I might have the wish I wish tonight. That's what I
mean.
Oh, okay. I wish I may.
Yeah. Did you ever hear that?
When
you were a kid?
Yeah.
Would you say that one more time?
I wish I might have the wish I wish tonight. That's from being a little kid. You never heard that?
Yeah, I did. But okay. You say it, just as always, you say it better than anyone
Doesn't
else.
Doesn't it start out starlight, star bright? First star that I see tonight, I wish I may.
Yes.
How about Tina? Always bringing more to the party.
And I hate that.
You're on a roll, Tina.
You've been on a roll
for quite a long time.
Thanks, Johnny.
I hate that thing because I always wished on the first star and nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
So, bunch of crap.
I agree.
Well, it's...
Bunch of crap.
You're not supposed to take it seriously.
Oh, you're not?
You know what amazes me?
None of your wishes ever came true, Ian?
No, not one.
You're working
ever.
Here with us.
Hey, you want to know something that has not changed in 100 years and you can still see it today, every day, where there's a fountain? There's people throwing their coins in a fountain.
Yeah.
In Kansas City, St. Louis, Las Vegas, if there's a fountain in a lobby outside, there's money in it. people throw money in it. I find that interesting.
I think it's mostly kids, isn't it? You know, you take your kids over
there.
You think adults still do it?
I think a lot of older people do it, especially.
I stopped doing that a long time.
But if you really think about what you're doing, okay, it's kind of cute.
You're throwing money away.
Yeah, you're throwing money in a thing. I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But a lot of things don't make sense. Are you going to the game tonight? You're a VIP. Are you?
I'm not a VIP.
Yes, you are. No, you're a car dealer.
You are. You're a
leading car dealer.
I'm very, very proud of what I do. I got some great people that work together with me, great teammates. And, you know, as a small business owner, it's kind of my civic duty to go support the hometown team.
Yeah, well, he plays it down with the small business owner.
That's
thing.
Good.
The biggest
civil
Chevy
duty.
Dealership in the United States.
Can I ride with you, John, so you can pay for parking?
No. I bet he doesn't pay for what limo takes him. I bet he goes
in a limo.
Limo to the game.
2012 Tahoe, which currently is holding Blackwater Jack. I've been bringing my lab to work.
What happened to your black Suburban?
Well, we just were selling Suburban so quickly, and we were not getting enough in trade. I mean, you know, off the transports, I moved into a Tahoe.
Okay.
Tahoe production is a little greater right now than Suburban. And, you know, for the duck season, I will grab a like an 09 or a 10 pre-owned Suburban and drive that.
Is the 12 a lot different than the 11?
No, not really. It's I've have not driven a Tahoe for as long as I have this Tahoe, because I think I got out of the Suburban back in, February.
You know, if I owned...
Jeez.
He didn't say cheese. He's grabbed, boy. He said geez, not cheese. If I owned the dealership, I'd hunt out of a Corvette.
No, you wouldn't.
You could catch the animals. You could actually run them down.
Convertible Corvette.
Except ducks. You can't get up in the air. But like a deer, you just hunt them in a Corvette.
Oh, speaking of Corvettes, I showed Frank off the air before the show. John, have you seen that speedboat they made? That
guy converted a Corvette into like a jet boat or something.
It's a Chevy Corvette speedboat. It's $1.7 million. The actual cockpit of the boat looks like the inside of, I think it's a ZR48. Is that correct?
No, the ZR1.
Yeah, I don't think there's a
48. Well, the name of the boat, the model of the boat is a ZR48.
They changed it to call it a ZR. But when you're inside the cockpit of the boat, it's just like you're driving a car. Steering wheel, gear shift. It really is something. You got to go online and just Google Corvette speedboat. Yeah. You'll get a big kick out of it. You may want to buy it.
Hey.
I'm going to buy it.
Put that right in the lot there?
Well, in the showroom.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Talk about drawing traffic.
They think I'm a little crazy as it is around here. Mary Beth Tedesick, MBT, internet manager, who was begging me earlier because we're reviewing inventory right now online. She was like, please don't put me on the air. But Mary Beth, say hi to the AM and the PM team.
Mary Beth, we hear your name regularly. Have we ever spoken on the air before?
I don't think so. Maybe one time.
This is a first. Wow. Round of applause.
She really doesn't want to talk.
No.
And another major claim to fame is that your mother listens every day?
Yes, she does.
Your mother's name?
Joan and Don.
Joan and Don. Say hi to Joan and Don, kids.
Hello, Joan and Don.
Hi, Joan and Don.
Good for them.
Hi, Joan and Don.
They're adorable. And they're a little girl. Mary Beth does a great job here. Great teammate of mine.
John, do you know that Dan right now is making fun of your office speakerphone? Did you hear what he just did? I just call it making fun. Do it again, Dan. Go ahead. Do it again.
Hi, Joan and Don.
See? He's making fun of your sound, your equipment.
I'm not. It's just our microphones here.
No, it's not. You're making fun of the speakerphone.
Like... You know, you did that, I think, earlier, Dan.
I think he's done that one other time before, yes.
Maybe one.
He's done many times.
Is Mary Beth still there?
Yes.
Mary Beth, how do you spell Tedesick?
T-A-T-I-C-E-K.
T-A-T-I. So it's Tedesick.
Yes, sir.
Not Tedesick. John has always said Tedesick. It's Tedesick. T-A-T, Tet. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, this is awkward.
This is uncomfortable.
This has to be uncomfortable for John.
Because John has mentioned Mary Beth.
Tedesick.
Yeah, we always
dozens and
T-E-D.
Dozens of times.
Yeah, we just assumed it was T-E-T, but we were T-E-D. Wrong.
I'm really uncomfortable, John.
Mary Beth, is John still there? Did he leave the office?
Did he leave, or did he go to call the station to cancel his contract?
Matter of fact, I'm texting, let's take it right now.
So it's Tadasek, Mary Beth. Well, I'm glad we got to meet you and get your name right. That's a good, no, seriously, that's a good
especially
thing.
Especially with Joan and Don listening every day.
Not even a roundabout way. You're making fun of me.
Well, the short answer to that is yes. Yes, that's the answer is yes, we are.
And why?
Because it's fun.
Because we like
you,
so much.
Maybe not for me.
We don't make
even
fun. We do not.
Said,
hey,
that's enough.
What listeners have called and said that's enough?
A lot of listeners have said, you know what, Frank does make fun of you, and it's not right.
Well, wait a minute.
And then I kind of hear him snickering as they hang up.
Listeners don't call us and say that. They don't say you make fun.
No, it's all out of love.
You're saying that comes to you? People say he makes fun of you too much? We don't hear that. We hear, hey, way to go. I like it when you make fun. Let me read you a couple.
Aren't you even glad a little bit, John,
let me read you a couple of emails here. Here, dear Frank, listen a lot here, John Londoff in there. I love it when you make fun of him. Here's another email.
Oh.
Dear Frank and the gang, love the show, especially like the John Londoff segments. You guys sure give him a lot of grief about the way he talks. It is really funny. I love it. Here's another one. Dear Frank, keep it up. Let him have it. I love it when you tear into John about sometimes when he mispronounces words and things. That's one of the reasons I bought my new Chevy from Johnny Londo. How about that email?
And who's that email from?
Terrell Glickman.
You're trying to tell all of us that there are people that are calling you or they're sending you a message saying, yeah, the reason that we go and buy a car from Johnny Londo Chevrolet is because he talks funny.
I didn't say that.
No, I didn't.
I said
it's easy bait. It's easy to make fun of the poor.
No, I said the banter.
The young Macedonian
banter.
Boy that he is. You know, I mean, it's not nice.
But I recall a time 3 or 4 weeks ago when John was mentioning a lunch he had with you, Frank, where you couldn't stop wolfing the food down and shoving it in your face.
Well, let me read an email regarding that. Dear Frank,
that would be a truism, though.
Dear Frank, I was listening one day recently, and I heard John Londoff making fun of you being heavy. That, quite frankly, is what caused me to cancel my plans to buy a new Chevy from Londoff Chevrolet. I think it was completely out of line, and I've seen you. You're not that fat.
Who's that from?
Who is that from?
That's from Grace.
Blind Bob?
Grace Tillmeyer.
I mean, just define that fat.
Wow.
Man.
You just said it. I'm just picking up on it. I don't know.
I'm a heavy man.
You are not?
Sure I am.
Well, you're not?
Not as far as you know.
Wait a minute. You changed your tune. You were making fun of how much I ate.
Just because I make fun of how you eat, I'm not going to say that you're a fat man.
Well, no, you've never said that.
No, you're right. See,
but it is. It is. Let's go back. It is Tadasek, correct? Okay. Thank you, Mary.
Sorry, Mary. You had to be.
And you like to be called Mary Beth? Is that correct?
Yeah, abbreviations MBT.
No, but Mary, do you like Mary or Mary Beth? Which do you prefer? You like just Beth?
No, Mary Beth.
Oh, Mary Beth. Okay.
She really doesn't like talking.
She's busy answering emails.
Yeah, she does a good. Mary Beth, you do a good job with that website. You really do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you're really sick of being on the air now, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, poor Mary Beth.
Well, you sure can't tell it.
A tight bone in her body, but you know.
No, she's not real wild about this. So we're gonna cut her loose. Real quickly, is there anything in particular you'd like to sell to people?
You know, we always talk about our number one selling car, the Chevy Cruze at $16,990, Chevy Silverado extended cabs at $18,990. How about some pre-owned deals?
How about them?
2008 Chevy Avalanche, only 50,000 miles, 2008 LT for $27,000.
That, you know, these guys know a guy in the lake named the Rat. He's a friend of mine. He has an Avalanche.
Jeez.
He loves that Avalanche.
What do you do with the Escalade? He does?
Mm-hmm. You got an Escalade for sale? Wait, you got an Escalade for sale?
His name's the Rat?
The Rat. That's what I call him. A lot of people just call him the Rat.
Is that an endearing term?
No,
like,
yeah, it is.
His
last name is Rodenmeyer, like rodent. So I've always called him the Rat, because his name is Rodenmeyer. Well, you got an Escalade for sale?
2010 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Oh, practically
premium,
brand new.
Only 24,000 miles.
Oh, come on! Is that
it
the
is.
Is the ESV the big one?
Yes.
And it's a
2010? 2010. For only $53,000. $53,000. 2010 Cadillac Escalade. And 2010 Chevy Cobalt LT.
$13,000.
$13,000.
Why, when she just said she really didn't like being on, would you do that and turn to her and make her, you know, be on the air?
Because she's
uncomfortable.
Because she's talking to Johnny now.
I just looked at her and she said, okay, you know, we work very well together here at Johnny Law and Doc Chevrolet.
Okay.
We have unbelievable teammates, and that's why our customers are so happy.
Mary Beth, how long have you worked there?
2 years.
A year?
3 years.
2 years.
Well, 3 years. 2 years. 3 years. Well, what is it? Two or three?
Three.
We don't hear well.
Okay, so 13 years.
As a group, we don't hear well.
Yeah. Maybe she's not a big loudmouth like some other people.
Oh, boy, Dan, it's for you. can we have a phone number?
Of course. It's 314-837-1800. Right. 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365. Mary Beth Tedesek and the team at lawnduff.com.
All right, Mary Beth, it was a pleasure.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, she's a talker.
She's going to make sure she's never in John's office again at 3:30 or 4:30.
Yeah. Mr. Lawnduff, could you let me know the next time you're going to do that so I can not be in there?
Yeah. Actually, it was about 1 foot of trying to get up out of the chair, and I'm like, no, you're not going anywhere. Stay right here.
You are a slave driver. You know what? We're going to send you some customers tonight.
They're whispering.
The greatest boss in the world.
Did you hear that?
I heard you tell her.
Yeah.
I heard you tell her to say that you're the greatest boss in the world.
Puppet master pulling the strings.
Boy, oh boy, how low is that? Yeah, hey, you want to keep your job? You tell them I am the greatest boss.
That never happened.
Man.
Dan, that's never happened to say, you know, Frank's like, come on, butter me up a little bit.
Wow. No. Are you kidding? They can't wait to tear me apart.
We unbutter here.
Yeah, we are. We're sending. They're on the way. We're sending you some business.
All right. Thanks, Frank. Right. Thanks, kids.
See you. Bye.
See,
see you, Mary Beth. See you, John. Bye bye. There they go off. That's. Could she sue him, you think, for that? After she's made it clear she's uncomfortable.
And he keeps being
uncomfortable in the workplace.
I'm sure.
And then he makes her give the prices. We'll have to get our law firm to look into that. See if she's got a case there. That's John Lawnduff, Johnny Lawnduff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off of Interstate 270. We're running a little bit late. I think we all know whose fault that is. We'll be right back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic is sponsored by the Ink and Toner Store. And here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. How's it look, Tim?
Oh, Tina, we've got a few problems out there. The biggest one is on northbound Tesson Ferry at 270. The northbound lanes, two left lanes are shut down. Also, the northbound ramp from 270 onto Tesson Ferry, you cannot go southbound. You can only turn right and go northbound. On northbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway, there's a crash that has two left lanes blocked. They're just wrapping up one on Graboy at McKenzie. Also, southbound 270 running slow from Ladue through Doherty Ferry, and eastbound 70 now is heavy from Salisbury through 10th Street. This traffic report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Get something back from your home with a Fifth Third Equity Flex line at a low rate. Call 1-866-53-LOANS or go to 53.com. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Wow, look at the price on these ink and toner cartridges. That's almost the price of a printer.
Stop overpaying for ink and toner cartridges. Call the Ink and Toner Store and see how much you'll save. Call 314-423-SAVE. That's 423-SAVE.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon and the Big 550 KTRS.
How would you like to join other KTRS listeners in Hawaii? You'll depart St. Louis March 2nd and spend 12 days in paradise, where the average daytime temperature is 73 degrees in March. You'll sail aboard NCL's state-of-the-art Pride of America, a newer freestyle ship that's all casual, with no formal nights. You'll be dining when and where you want. You'll visit Kauai, Maui, and on the Big Island, the orchid capital of the world, Hilo, as well as the sleepy fishing village of Kona.
Plus, you'll spend four nights in Waikiki Beach with sightseeing included. Prices including airfare from St. Louis start at only $2,828. A terrific price for everything included. For your brochure, call YMT Vacations at 1-800-736-7300. Space is limited, so call today. 1-800-736-7300 to travel with other KTRS listeners departing March 2nd. Call 1-800-736-7300.
You gotta go to Bo.
Go to Bo.
Bo Boyfriend Ford. When the best deal is what you're looking for.
Are you ready for a new Ford car or truck? Then get ready for Bo Boyfriend Ford's Green Tag Sales Event. We put our lowest price on our best sellers. Look for the green tags to find your savings.
You gotta go to Bo.
Go to Bo.
You gotta go to Bo.
Go to Bo.
Boyfriend Ford.
Every car and truck is tagged for savings. We're clearing out 2011 and introducing 2012 models. Test drive and compare a 2012 Ford Fusion. Check out Ford Fiesta. It's a gas zipper with 40 highway miles per gallon. Green tag prices show you all the Ford rebates and incentives, plus Bose bottom line discount. It's easy. No hassle, no negotiation. It's our new model year introduction. Look for the green tags and save. Bo Boyfriend Ford on Manchester Road just east of Clarkson at the light, or go to Bo.com.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Tell me if this describes you. You're a man who's worked hard all your life. You have a nice house, a savings, a good retirement. But now there's just one problem. Your wife says she wants out. She says she wants a divorce. Suddenly everything you've worked so hard for, it's all on the table. Your house, your pension, and most important, your kids. She says she feels terrible about the way things have turned out. She says she wants to be fair. Trust her, she says. May I suggest to you an alternative? Consider trusting instead the law firm Cordell & Cordell. You're facing one of the most pivotal, critical times in your life. It's at times like these that you need a partner you can count on.
Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS. Offices in St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, Belleville, and now in Clayton by appointment only. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Welcome, everyone. Okay, will anybody with a bad hip, knee, foot, or ankle please stand up?
Ow, it hurts to stand.
Oh, sorry. Okay, anyone with hand, wrist, elbow, or shoulder pain, can you raise your hand?
No. Oh, I can't.
All right, how about folks with spine or back problems? Just walk this way.
Hold on, give me a sec. I'm slow.
Wow, you guys are really hurting. You know, you need to check out SSM Orthopedics. They can get you back to being you again. They have the area's leading board-certified orthopedic physicians. In fact, SSM Orthopedics does more knee replacements than anyone in St. Louis. No matter which part of your body hurts, they'll help you work toward living pain-free. Now, how does that make you feel? Yeah. Thought so. Sign up for free seminars today at ssmhealth.com/orthopedics or call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
Find the health and wellness you've been wanting at the Your Journey to Wellness Expo, Saturday, October 22nd at the St. Charles Convention Center, starting at 10 a.m. Enjoy topics, techniques, and products for acupuncture, feng shui, herbs, natural cooking, massage, Pilates, healing, therapeutic services, and yoga meditation. Over 60 exhibitors with door prizes galore and food samples. Admission is free. Visit yourjourneytowellnessexpo.com for more information.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep turf builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
Enjoy your Rich and Charlie's favorite spaghetti and meatball for just $4.99 today only at Rich and Charlie's. A bowl full of Rich and Charlie's famous spaghetti and meatball for just $4.99 today and every Wednesday at Rich and Charlie's. Dine in only for this limited time offer. Online at richandcharlies.com.
Some prefer cremation, and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
Asked Tina earlier if she remembered when there were flavored straws. When you were a kid, you could buy strawberry or chocolate straws and put them in plain milk, and as you drew the milk out, it turned it chocolate. And as it fell back out of the straw, the milk would start to turn chocolate. She never heard of that. That's because you're so young.
Yep,
that
would be it. I know Pian's never heard of it. Do they still make that?
I had actually heard of
that. I'm amazed that most of the things we think they don't make anymore, they do. You can still buy fizzies.
And pixie sticks.
Yeah.
Actually, you can get those straws now where you put them in and they're like graham cracker type, but they also make it taste chocolate. And then you can eat the straw after you're finished.
It's a graham cracker straw?
Kind of like that. Something like that.
Disintegrate?
Yeah, you better drink fast.
Oh, yeah.
It'll dissolve on you.
You can eat
anybody else in here used to use Twizzlers as a straw, bite both ends off.
Not for milk.
Why, is there a hole through the middle?
Yeah. The Twizzler has, once you bite both the ends that are clamped off.
But that's a tiny hole.
It's a tiny hole.
We did it for soda and Kool-Aid.
Oh, sure,
Kool-Aid was the best.
You learned so much here. I didn't know that.
Yep.
One quick call, maybe, then we have to get caught up because we're behind. Hello, Mike. How are you?
Hey, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Long-time listener. I'm coming in from Indiana, coming into Missouri.
All right.
Some family. But I was wondering, do you guys have any audio clips of maybe Mike Shannon talking about the big game tonight? You guys have anything like that?
Hold on. I think we might have.
We actually have Mike on the sat by satellite right now live. You want to talk to him, Mike? Mike.
I was wondering maybe Tom Brokaw. Is Tom Brokaw in there? Maybe he could talk to him.
You want the
for
whole,
me?
You want Tom Brokaw to talk to Mike Shannon?
You want Tom Brokaw to interview Mike Shannon?
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting. Well, I think about a big game tonight.
Hang up. We'll see if we can get that going for you. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Right. Thank you, Mike.
Wow.
He was caught up in listening.
Right.
We don't have a lot of time. Maybe after the break, Dan, see if you can get those guys on the satellite.
Okay.
And maybe line them up for
a
quick interview of Brokaw Shannon. He's right. That might be pretty interesting. We are in the process of replacing my mother-in-law's heating and cooling system. I say we. I'm not doing any of the work. Matheny is doing the work. And I got an email this morning from Matheny, and they've been out and they've looked at the old... I think that we need to ship her heating and cooling unit to the Smithsonian. I'll bet you, seriously, it could be the oldest running heating and cooling... It's so rusted outside that I think if you just went out and gave it a good tap, it would literally just like crumble like a cookie. Just collapse. It's so old.
We have an older one in the house that we're renting. It's one of those old cylinder ones.
Whoa.
You remember? Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm not sure how old it is.
So we're going to take care of that, and we're going to see to it that she is nice and toasty this winter. And, of course, who do we turn to? Matheny. And they sent me an email from Matheny this morning. And they were asking me about choices, you know, the top of the line. Now, I've never been one to really have to have the very, very top. Somebody told me when we were in our 20s, it was really good advice, because when you're setting up housekeeping and you're young and you get married, you got to buy a washer and a dryer and all that stuff. And they said, washer, for example, don't ever get the very best one made, because it's got a bunch of gimmicks and bells and whistles you'll never use. They said, get the second one down. If there are three or four, get the second or third from the top. Very good advice, because sometimes it's overkill. You're paying for things you will never, ever use. Matheny Heating and Cooling. They put in new systems as small as my mother-in-law's or as big as you need them to put in. Commercial, residential, any brand. They work on everything. They service St. Louis and St. Charles counties, and they reward people who are aiming the PM with 15% off the first service call. Give them a call, 314-727-9000. Matheny Heating and Cooling.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Hey, Tim.
Well, the good news is they've cleared that accident on Tesson Ferry at Highway 270, so everything is open and no delays there. Southbound 270 is running heavy from Ladue down through Manchester, a little heavy around Doherty Ferry also. They're working with this accident northbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway. Two left lanes are blocked there. We've got a new accident now. It's on the ramp from 7th Street onto northbound 55. Look for some heavy traffic as you start heading out on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland, 270 and Mason. And then we've got another one eastbound 70, another crash that is, before Salisbury. The left lane is blocked there, and you're backed up to O'Fallon Park. This traffic report brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Safe Auto is always looking for ways to encourage uninsured drivers to call for their affordable state minimum coverage. Don't be one of those uninsured drivers. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. State minimum coverage, maximum savings. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
For over 35 years, Bob Brockland Buick GMC has built a solid customer-first reputation in the St. Louis area. Always a market leader in Buick and GMC sales. Now, Bob Brockland is proud to present one of the Midwest's largest selections of pre-owned cars and trucks. Introducing the Bob Brockland Pre-Owned Supercenter. With vehicles ranging from $3,500 and up, almost all makes and models are available. If not, then the Brockland Pre-Owned team will find it for you. View the entire inventory with a click of the mouse at Brockland.com. That's Brockland.com. Not from St. Louis? Can't make the drive to the dealership? No problem. Bob Brockland will trailer the pre-owned vehicle of your choice to anywhere in the continental U.S. Buying a pre-owned vehicle just got a lot easier. One of the largest pre-owned vehicle selections in the entire Midwest. And a name you can trust. Bob Brockland Pre-Owned Supercenter. Just off I-255 at the Highway 157 exit in Cahokia. Or online at Brockland.com.
I'm Michelle, and I'm going to Walgreens because I remember the misery of last year's head cold.
Ugh. Wake up and smell the coffee grater.
Smell? I could barely breathe. Day,
so Route 17's blocked up. Due
My nose feels like Route 17. This year, I'll be ready. At Walgreens, I can find answers like new Robitussin nasal relief tablets to relieve my head cold symptoms.
Robitussin, relief made simple. This week at Walgreens, get select Robitussin cold products for $5.99 with in-store coupon. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well. Use as directed.
All right. Thank you very much. Whoever you are, you have a nice, cute little voice. The name American Equity Mortgage has been around for about 20 years. It started with one location in St. Louis. Now they're national headquarters. I don't think they're around the world, but I know they're around the country. Their national headquarters is here in St. Louis. I've told this story several times. We were in our 20s. I was about 26. We had two credit cards, and they were maxed out. And it was embarrassing because we went to dinner one night with no money, no cash, and our card didn't have enough left on it for dinner. And that's when you sort of realize, you know what, we got to figure something out. And somebody said, get those cards paid off and never, ever let them get racked up to the point, again, where you can't pay them off at the end of the month. So that's what we did. As soon as we could pay them off, we paid them off. American Equity Mortgage has been telling people that for years. If you have equity in your home, and we didn't even have equity in the home, we had to figure out other ways to do it. But if you have